Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Expats Bulletin, sponsored by Really Bad Puns. But seriously, puns about radio frequencies should be banned. Get it? Oh well. Today we go back into history and remember the terrible Operation K, and after that, a few expat post-it notes, and enjoy today's show as the British cannibal enjoy his fish and chaps. Today it is precisely 65 years that Operation K began. Operation K was a communist action trying to destroy monasteries and male monastic orders. The communist regime began planning to destroy religious life in Czechoslovakia since 1949, but to justify such an operation, they first organized a monster court case against seven representatives of the orders. They arrested three Jesuits, a Franciscan, Dominican, and two Premonstrates, one of them being Augustin Machalka, who was marked as the leader of the pack. While in custody, the STB, or State Security, used torture, drugs, and blackmail to force the seven to sign confessions of treasonous activities. Then came the court itself. False evidence such as weapons stashed by the Secret Service in a monastery and then found by the Secret Service were used against the representatives and misinterpretation of their lead to very heavy sentences from 20 years to life in jail. With their casus belli being said, the operation itself could now be put into effect. There were two phases. The first phase began 8 days after the court case in the evening of April 13th, and the STB, SNB and the national militias occupied the seven of the largest monasteries in Czechoslovakia. The monks were forced to get up, take a few personal items, and they were transported to monastic concentration camps. The second phase came April 27th, when the communist forces proceeded to destroy the rest of the monastic life in Czechoslovakia. 2,376 monks were taken to concentration camps and 219 monasteries destroyed. Most of the assaults went smoothly, and the only real resistance was in Slovakia, where citizens tried to protect the monks and later tried to rescue them from the camps. But they were dispersed either by tear gas or some cases even by bayonets and live fire. All the occupied monasteries were placed into the care of the state, and all of the property, like paintings, books and manuscripts, was given away to different institutions. A lot of rare manuscripts were also destroyed and paintings stolen. All the buildings of the monasteries were left to decay or were used as cowsheds or barracks. All bank accounts of the monasteries were confiscated, and the state got quite a lot of money out of this, naturally. The monks themselves were held in camps and forced to hard manual labour and political relearning. The hope was that they would all embrace Marxism-Leninism and reject their monastic vows. None did, though some did return to civil life, especially the young ones. After Operation K came Operation R, that did the same to female monastic orders, though not in such magnitude. There was supposed to be an Operation B that was supposed to destroy all orders once and for all, but after Stalin's death and the death of the Czechoslovak president Gottwald, there wasn't will to go through with it because it was deemed too risky. But even so, the activity of orders in the Czechoslovakia grinded to a halt because its spiritual leadership was eliminated and its pastoral, publication and educational activities were heavily hindered. Operation K was, of course, absolutely illegal, and there wasn't a law in the Czech judicial system that could support it. But because of public perception and the court case on the beginning, which gave it a whiff of legitimacy, the communist regime got away with it. Laws were passed afterwards to legitimize it retrospectively, but it still stands as one of the greatest crimes of the communist regime, and it is why now the church restitutions are taking place, because the church is trying to get some of the property that was stolen from it back. And now it is time for a few expat post-it notes. These are interesting facts about Prague and Czech Republic with which you can become the star of any party. And today you get one and receive two for free. So first, let's begin with a few old establishments in Prague. So the oldest coffee place is Slavia on Národní třída. It is 130 years old. But it is still well behind the oldest pub, which is the pub U Fleku in Newtown, which opened in 1499. But a hospital can top that, because the oldest Prague hospital is called Na Františku and was founded in 1354 by Archbishop Arnošt Pardubic. The largest bronze cavalry statue, surprisingly, is in Wenceslas, but the commander Jan Žižka on Žižkov. It is 9 meters tall and 9.6 meters long and was sculpted by Bohumil Kafka. And the last one, but not least, the longest street in Prague would take you 3 hours to walk. It is the street Strakonická in Prague 5, and it is 15.5 kilometers long. And that is all for our expat post-it notes, but if you have any interesting factoids that you would like to share, please do on our Facebook page called Expats Bulletin. And that is all for today, but don't worry, I'll be talking to you in your dreams. Huh, that's a classic déjà vu, the feeling that you've heard this bull before. Till next time, bye.